All right, we are continuing our coverage here at Penny Arcade Expo West here in Seattle, Washington. I am, of course, DJ Dagroth for New Eden Radio, and we are standing here with...
James Deegan from Megacat Studios.
And what are we seeing here today?
So there's two things we brought to PAX that have never been shown before. One of them is our collaboration with Devolver Digital, Fort Parker's Crunch-Out. It's something we did with TakeThis.org to bring more awareness to Crunch. That's Little Medusa. It's the first game that we released for the NES, Super Nintendo, and Sega Genesis. That's the Sega Genesis one on display. It's kind of our definitive edition. And then that's Logjammers for the NES. The PC version will be coming to Kickstarter September 12th.
Now, what made the decision to release for consoles that are that old?
I guess we all thought that, if there was a room full of 8-year-old James and 8-year-old Andy and 8-year-old Nick, they'd all want to high-five us if we did this, and someone has to get those high-fives.
Fair enough. Were there any unique challenges in making a current generation Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis game?
Anybody that works on these platforms does it because they love it, without question. I think the same can be said for any indie game company, but there's something that's explicitly painful. Additionally, it's also beautiful working within the limitations of the size constraints for sound, music, graph, and then working in the environments of like C and assembly just make everything longer and harder. But it's a challenge that we're eager to continue building our skill set at.
And are you working with any hardware developers to provide people who may not necessarily have a current Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis to be able to get the game, get the console to be able to play the game?
So Coffee Crisis is a perfect example. It was originally developed for the Sega Genesis, and we just released it for the Xbox One. It's coming out for the Switch soon, and then later this fall, PS4 also. And it's out on PC right now.
And for the Nintendo games, are you still have to blow on the cartridge?
I don't recommend blowing on cartridges. Our cartridges all use new parts. And blowing on the cartridges just isn't good for them. I don't think they appreciate it.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience?
Check out MegCatStudios.com for Logjammers Kickstarter September 12th.
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.